warranty. Let me give you some of the, let me give you all the frequencies that are coming real quick. WB2RVA. What I'll do is, instead of trying to read, it says 10 band coverage, but I think you know there's a lot of overlap. You can go from 29.0 up to 54.0 without any gap. You can go from 137 to 174 without any gap. You can go from 406 to 512 without any gap. So basically 29.0 megs up to 512. And the whole thing costs $89. Let me drop it for questions or comments on the Bearcat 60XLT.
WWM. VRA with a slew of questions, please.
Let's pick up Curtis first, and then we'll go to VRA with a slew of questions. Into WWM in the net, WB2RVA.
Okay. I'm looking very closely to this thing. Maybe my eyes are going. You keep saying 30 channels. I'm looking at it right. It's 20 on the top. I'm just wondering, is that a mistake or what? It's back to net control into WWM.
Curtis, I've got the scanner in my hand, and right on the scanner it says 30 channel 10 band radio. I have been playing with this thing. I've got the owner's manual. Believe me, it's got 30 scanning channels. Now you're saying that you're looking at what?
at the ad. Or maybe in that small print where I can't read that. Okay, so it probably says 10 bands, 30 channels. Okay. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. I guess they need to make these things a little bit bigger, you know, so you can actually see what you're looking at. The product is in the circular. All right. Best in that control. It's 30 channels. It's WWM.
You can bet on it. Asshole bet. He's got one right in his hand right now. Over to Frank into VRA.
Thank you, Ed. Ed, you're driving me crazy. I don't have any catalog listing on that radio. I have a BC60XLT, which is a 10 channel with no display on it. You know, it's got the review button. It shows channels, you know, numeral channels 1 to 10. And you got the review button to show what's in there. I have one of those, and I use it for a niche over here. When there's a mutual aid or something going on, I need a couple going, so I have it set up that way. And that's a miserable 10 channel. I did see some literature from Muniden a couple of weeks ago that mentions a 30-channel scanner, and I bet you that's the one you have. And I've never seen it advertised anywhere before, and it's not in any books. My question is, you did mention Kmart. I was wondering which Kmart you went to, and is that sale still on this week?
The Kmart I went to is the one just west of the Price Club in Westbury. In other words, if you drove, well, there are different ways to get there, but it's pretty much on Old Country Road, just to the east of the Meadowbrook Parkway. The flyer indicated that the sale is on, I believe, through Friday of this week. It started Sunday morning, and I believe it goes through Friday.
Okay, that's interesting. I haven't been to the Kmart over here in Sayville. I'll have to check that out just to see what's going on. 30 channels, and I believe you said it was $89?
WWM was correct.
Stand by, Curtis. Yes, sir. It's $89. I went, paid cash, bought it. And it is 30 channels. Frank, trust me, believe me. And again, I've got it right here, and I am very enthused, as you can probably tell, about a channel like this at a price like that. Frank, stand by for 1 second. Let's pick up Curtis. Curtis, go.
They'll go until Saturday, 20th. So, let you know, my wife is screaming in the other room. They'll go until the 20th. It's in front of the surfboard. I got it in front of me. So, it's on sale this week up until the 20th. Ed, that's the subject.
Thank you for the correction. Thank you, Rose. We really appreciate it. And let's go back to VRA.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess Curtis will probably have to sneak that one in the trunk of the car or something. Maybe pick it up with some plant stamps, whatever. I've got a list over here. Well, Univent sent me a nice packet of some of their latest radios, and I'm frantically going through a stack of big envelopes here. I think this. I have to take it.
Oh, sounds like a few more cracklies out there, Frank. Let's see if there's anything else that I can. I think I've covered everything. It's just an awful lot of stuff in an inexpensive scanner. Back to you, Frank.
Okay, Ed, very good. How copy?
Solid copy.
Excellent, I've got it right in front of me. Here's the thing, Ed, this is what you forgot to say. It's the 60XLT-1 scanner. Like you say, 29 to 512 meg, new programmable chain starts, interesting. 30 channel, 10 bank, priority, full frequency display. Now that is something that you don't find in an $89 scanner. Channel lockdown, low battery indicator, ACCC, uses the whole nine yards here. Excellent. Looks like a real sharp radio with a lot of pictures and, you know, scanner on there too. Scan holds by up. Very good. And it's interesting that they mentioned on the top it says chain. Chain 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 instead of a bank. Very good. Yeah. That's great. That's
I agree, Frank. In fact, as you were talking, I got the operating guide, as it's called. And you're right, it is the XLT-1. And the picture on that is an accurate picture of the rig. There's just so much you can do with this scanner. I can picture tomorrow morning, people lined up outside the Kmart, scanner freaks throughout Nassau County, and probably other counties, Suffolk County as well. Of people lining up to buy the game. If for some reason they're sold out, obviously you're going to ask for a rain check because I think this is going to be a real upstander. I don't know that they'll be selling it at the $89 price. It was a real good deal. Back to you, Frank, for any further comments.
Okay, yeah, very good, Ed, on that. Yeah, well, I don't know what time that store opens up in Westbury, but I have to be at LaGuardia Airport tomorrow at 5:15 a.m. So, I have a few hours to kill before the store opens. But I'll check it out over here in Stayville. Looks like an interesting radio. Maybe I'll buy one for my wife. She can take it to work and drive the people in the office crazy. You know, why not? Very good, Ed. WV2RVA N2VRA, and looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. Very good. WWM.
Thanks, Frank. Sorry to say we will. I still want to mention that that's coming up. But let's go back to Kirby.
So maybe Frank wants to go out now. If you could find a super Kmart store, most of the super Kmart stores are open 24 hours. I don't know where any super Kmart stores are, or which one they may be, but all the stores open up at 8 o'clock in the morning, or
those that want to stand on line and be the first to go into the store. Back to net control into WWM.
Thank you, Curtis. Okay. One other thing, and then we'll drop it because we don't want to wear people out with one scanner. But it is, if there's anybody out there who is looking for a handout, this is the deal. With it comes this little piece of paper. It says 10 reasons to join the Bearcat Radio Club. And I won't go through all 10 reasons, but Bearcat is really into some smart marketing with this thing. But one of the things I noticed, and this is something that many of our listeners are tuned into, when you join the Bearcat Radio Club, you get a one-year subscription to National Scanning Report, and they call it America's number one scanning magazine. But National Scanning Report, they're the people who are holding that that meeting in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster, Pennsylvania in July. They're very smart, and I can see where Bearcat's doing such a super job. And they have a membership application, which we will not get into, and that's pushing, you know, everything like that. All right, let's do one more product review. It's a quickie. And Charles from Brentwood, he sent us a lot of information, which we will probably not be able to get into tonight because I know we still have Hank with shortwave information, and we still want to talk about the our Thursday night meeting, et cetera. He's a relatively new member to the Monitoring Rhode Island Sound. And he talks about he purchased the Radio Shack Pro 50 programmable scanner. Catalog number is 20-307. It was on sale for $99.99. He says he's very satisfied with the performance for the price. The receiver covers 30 to 54 megahertz, 137 to 174, and 380 to 512. And it's sort of in transition to what we were just talking about with the Bearcat. And Charles was going to say, I found the sound quality pretty good, great for the backyard, playing with the dog. Did find that cordless phone frequencies are difficult to pick up. And another product review for this is for the author purchased Radio Shack 75-foot short-range antenna kit, catalog number 278758. He goes on to say, I installed it in the attic, running the wire along the east. Hope I did not drop out on that one. Timeout, I should say. It does increase the signal, but also the noise. I also got a lot of ghost images. What I mean by this is a frequency such as 5905 megahertz on 5050. Also, long wave picked up some short wave stations, which I usually find silent. All in all, I'd say my 23-foot clip-on wire does a better job. Okay. And then Charles gives us a lot of numbers, which Charles, if I may, will keep that until next week. Let me just get into our meeting on Thursday night. And bye. This Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., our group, and this is open to everybody, you don't have to be a participating member of Monitoring All Our Sounds. If you've been listening in, if this is your first night you're listening, and you'd like to meet the people that you hear on the air, we're going to meet at Nathan's Restaurant, and Nathan's Famous, I guess it's still called. And it's on Square Route 106, 107, come together at 6:00, across the road from here. Thank you. climb up New Bridge Road and pretty much just follow New Bridge Road all the way up, and eventually we'll see that. So we'll be meeting there at 8:30. You don't have to buy a meal or anything like that. The people at Nathan's are great. If you want a cup of coffee, if you want a full meal, if you want a dish of ice cream or something like that. We have met there once before. We've met at Nathan's Oceanside two times. And it's been a real nice way to talk to each other. One of the things, too, is that we have, for instance, Curtis mentioned he'll be giving out things, flyers on the flea market, I shouldn't call it a flea market, should I? Hamfest, on the Hamfest of Weimar. And different individuals. It's amazing how many people come with stacks of paper and give out frequencies and so forth and so on. So even if you're not a member of the group, if you'd like to come and sit and chat with us and so forth, if your friends say... Scanner freaks. Those from... WB2RVA. And Neil had told me at the last one he was going to take a trip out west. And Navy into Butte. Neil says, I'll probably be at the next eyeball, and if not, the leftover handouts, he had given me a pile thinking that he wasn't going to make it. He said the leftover handouts go to anybody. So Neil will be we've covered that. Timed out. Hank, are you with us? N2GCS.
With you, Ed. No problem at all. It just seems like keep cutting out every so often, but we still got you. Keep coming back in. Back to you guys.
Okay. I have finished up as much as I was going to finish up, and so it's all yours now, Hank, with the short waves. So take it away.
Yeah, thank you much. WB2RVA and Ed, N2GCS. Before I get to my short wave, when I get to the AM. Medium wave into that, pretty heavy now. Okay, the first one up is USAM medium wave station. The call is WHJJ. WHJJ via Providence, Rhode Island. The station is a 5,000 watt station. The frequency is 920. 920 kilohertz at 9.05 p.m. Reception was fair. They have the NBA basketball. It's actually the station for the Boston Celtics, who played last night. There's not too many games left, so you may not be able to hear them that much now. But they're playing the Detroit Pistons in Detroit. I first heard this frequency on station on March 11th from 83 and relaunched on April 14th. Let me drop it. The next one, let me drop it again. USAM medium wave station, the call is WBNW. WBNW via Boston, Massachusetts. 5,000 watt station. On a frequency of 590 kilohertz at 11:37 p.m. Reception was poor, but audible. I just heard the ID of WBNW. The station, though, I've heard in the past, and it sounds a little bit like WBBR here in New York, the business radio, business news. The station that used to be on this frequency of 590 was WEEI, which is now on 850 kHz, excuse me, on 850 kHz now. WEEI is on 850, it used to be here on 590. Brand new station, hurry on April 14th, let me drop it. Am I dropping out too? Copy me, every you know what I'm saying?
Solid copy, really solid.
Okay, no problem. That's a GCN. Next station, USAM medium wave station. Station call sign is WPEN or just plain old PEN. Via Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 5,000 watt station on frequency at 950. 950 kHz at 9:59 p.m. Reception was fair with easy music and the news. Something about a bunch of police officers going to jail. Curtis Station on March 17th or 83. You're relaxing on April 15th, 96. Let me copy. US AM station, USAM medium wave, station goes WTRY, WTRY or TRY via Troy, New York. 5001 station on a frequency at 980 kHz at 10:13 p.m. The station was fair to poor, and this is a station right up my alley. They are an oldie station. They played the song Lion Sleep Tonight by the Tokens. And I first logged this one in on March 26th, 83. Last recorded on this at June 13th, 95, and redid it again on April 15th, 96 for a tax day. Let me drop it. Off my shortwave. I know you guys were, I know you couldn't wait for this stuff. Here's my shortwave utilities. This is for the week of May, of April 10th through the 16th of 96, beginning with on 13011.8, again, 13011.8 CW. It's at 1950 UTC or 3:50 p.m. Far Maritime Mobile Station Close IAR, India Alfa Romeo number 23, Rome Radio in Italy. Again, Rome Radio, Roma Radio Italy, I should say. ID message with 3 CQs from DEIAR, no number in there. Listen frequency is 13011.0, first logged in on October 26th of 1984, and relogged on April 10th, 96. Let me drop it. Next logging on 3616.4, that's 3616.4 in CW, at 0209 UTC or 10:09 p.m. Far Maritime Mobile Station, called GKY, Gulf Kilo Yankee number 2. Pointed said radio in England. The ID was GKY number 2. Listen, frequency is 3615.8. This is in the amateur radio CW portion. That's what I quote there. New frequency, never heard of. Actually, a new call sign, too. GKY, never heard before. That's on April 12th. Let me drop it. Okay, the next logging on 6983.0 and 6983.0 AM at 0230 UT or 1030 PM. A number station in Spanish, a 5 group. And I quoted at the end of the transmission, they say final, final, and it means the end in Spanish. New frequency again at 6983.0, April 12th. I have two more to go. Send to GCN for ID. Next station. 6637.0 is 6637.0 on upper sideband at midnight 49 UT or 8:49 PM. Aeronautical Mobile, the station Miami Radio in Florida. I heard an airline called Biscayne Airlines Flight 799. He was heading for Cancun, Mexico, and he had some kind of maintenance problem, a mechanical problem. I think they must have had Montezuma's Revenge on the plane. Anyway, my first launch just went in on December 8th of 95. We launched on April 14th, 96. Let me drop it. All right, my last one for the week. On 12356.0. It's 12356.0 and up the sideband at 1818 UT or 218 PM. A Maritime Mobile Station, actually Maritime Mobile. This is a simplex frequency. I heard ship-to-ship communication. One ship was by Bimini, Bahamas, and they sound like a bunch of fishing boats, so they talk about fishing, and they were having some trouble with baiting. And the frequency was 12356.0, and again, with simplex. Just one frequency, that was all they were doing. And new frequency, never heard it before, that's on April 15th, and that takes care of that, right? Have a good week. I'll be listening out, I guess, so I'll be listening till the end. Doing B2RVA into GCN, over to you.
Too much Hank for all of the instances. If you know what I mean. All right. Just checked in with info query or comments. Is there any? Before we. Guess not. Okay. My clock shows 10. Quantity, quality, and so forth and so on. So we'll. A lot of you, Thursday night. Next Tuesday, and. Thanks again to Steve, WB2WAK, for the and the equipment and the electricity and so forth. So we'll see you all Thursday and or Tuesday. WRVA clear, 73.
3 Edgerman, Hank, get you GCM Phoenix week.
73 Zed. Oh, catch you third.
Lost himself a couple of times there in between other transmissions other people made. And he was really fast and furious for a while, but it looks like things have settled down a little, but I don't hear him now. Give him one more chance. KB2YAW, or are you listening? This is KB2YKY. and they're trying to get in. Go ahead, this is KB2YKY.
Thank you, Danny, KB2YKY and 2ICN. Yeah, Mark, just so you know, I'm hearing that static down here in New York as well, so it's not an isolated condition. And I don't know who's on here, but good evening, Danny and everybody else. This is N2ICN in the group. Go ahead, Danny.
Okay, thanks, Mark. I mean, sorry. I get all confused. KB2ICN? Right. Oh, no, N2ICN. I'm so sorry. I get so confused. And I was trying to connect my cable at the same time while I was listening to you. And here I am on high power. Let me try low power before I blow something. There we go. Low power now. Is it N2ICN? I think it is. Pardon my, confusion for a minute. Go ahead, KB2YKY.
Okay, Danny. So I just wanted to let Mark know that the QRM was not a local condition. Who else is on here, Danny? Go ahead.
Okay, Mark was here, the KB2YCW. And KB2VPI is listening, I think. And KB2YLE is probably listening too, I think. If any of you folks want to jump in, just go right ahead. We usually leave a big gap in there for people who want to jump in. And all you have to do is name your call sign. That's it. And we'll pick you right up the first opportunity. I don't know who else might be in there. But KA2UOJ stopped in, Larry. And KB2SHJ, Steve stopped in. But then QSY is another frequency there. So Peter, sorry, N2ICN? I don't know. Anyone else want to jump in? Otherwise, it's back to Peter. Okay, KB2YKY, Danny.
YCW.
Pick it up, Mark.
Okay, well, been unable to locate where it's coming from. It doesn't sound like someone is on the input. From what I can hear, went around the beam a couple times, didn't pick up anything. Actually, Peter, I think if one of you guys, I think I just heard you, one of you guys, when you were talking, just in the noise level. But that was about it. Probably one of you guys talking. But as far as that goes, I haven't heard anything, and it sounds to me like it's the repeater's output. I'm not sure. I'd have to ask someone else who knew more. I really don't know what it is.
YAW?
At least.
Okay, we have a YAW and a YLE. I don't know what to do about it.
NX2Q?
Go ahead, YAW. The other two gentlemen, just stand by one moment.
Hey, KB2YAW. I've been waiting patiently here. What I started to say before, Mark keyed over me. Some other repeater, or maybe somebody else local, was talking very close to the input on the repeater, and that's what was causing it to drop a little bit. So, with that, I'll turn it over to YLE, KB2YLE, KB2YAW.
Yes, noise I heard from one person, that was YKY, that's the end. I heard it from that one person, KB2YLE.
Okay, I think with a lot of noise there, do I have it?
Yeah, I think what you might have been saying was, Danny, when you dropped to low power, you had quite a bit of noise with you, QRM on your signal. You'd probably be better to stay on high power. If
If it's okay, if it's not burning your hand or hurting your radio. It's easier on the ears. Go ahead, you want to try again, Wiley? 2ICN in the group.
KV2VPI, I'll be clear monitoring, thank you.
Okay, so you know, twice that he beat up to the repeater. I heard him with about a QRM there. I do notice a difference in the noise of the audio when it drops down to 1 watt, but the other QRM.
Okay, QSL, Danny, I don't know if you heard that, but he was saying that there was a noticeable difference in your signal when you dropped to low power as well. So it's the repeater, it's not Peter, it's the repeater. So if you could stay at high power, that'd be great. There was another station, I think BPI, sorry, we didn't mean to leave you out there in the cold. If you're still there, come on back, and otherwise over to you, Danny, KP2YKY, and 2ICN in the group.
And 2ICN, I'm KP2VCI. Thanks a lot, bud. No, I'm going to clear repeat for a few minutes here. I'm in the group with you guys, and I'm going to jump right back out. So I'll be back in a little while, do a little bit of dancing and tangoing, and enjoy the evening. I'll be back shortly. And how you doing there, KP2YLE? Welcome. And thanks a lot, boys. KP2BPI, I'll be back later. All right, Danny? And everybody that loves me and knows me and adores me. I'll be clear for now. Thanks.
And modest, too.
NX2Q?
Yeah, Thursday evening at 8 o'clock.
Go ahead, NX2Q, pick it up.
Anyway, KP2BPI, hello to you there. KP2YLB, I'll be there.
This is NX2Q. The name is Al. I'm just trying to find out if anybody knows about a swap net. I have a rig I want to sell.
Ooh, 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 ooh. What kind of rig?
60 ICOM 736, the new HF rig with 6 meters.
Oh, QSL, not to be confused with the 706, which is what I have. I am, this is N2ICN, Peter, down at Brooklyn. I'm not familiar with SwapNet right now, and I don't have the listings. Maybe Danny knows about it, KB2YKY. Go ahead, Danny, pick it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know when the next one comes up. I'm going to pass it over to Wiley in case he might know something of it. KB2YLE, if you're not just listening, go ahead. KB2YKY.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. I caught one or two of them a couple of times. I never jotted down the frequency. I usually put my HD on a scan mode, and I actually catch them accidentally that way.
Yeah, Roger, I've done the same thing, and now that I want to find it, it's a lot more difficult. But anyway, gentlemen, I'll hunt around. I was told Metroplex has one, but I can't seem to bring up 145 that 450. Must be doing something wrong. Back to you, Peter. N2ICN in the group. This is NX2Q.
YCW. YCW, go ahead.
Okay, Peter, thank you. Good evening there, NX2Q. I believe that they have one. I'm not sure of the days or their schedule or what time it is, but I believe there's one on a Weka repeater also. 146060. And for all the reason you can't bring up Metroplex is because they like change the PL practically every day. So I kind of gave up on that, on the PL searching, since I don't have that function. I have to plug in individual received PLs until I find it, and you know how many there are. There's a good, 35 of them, so I don't have the patience to sit there and fool with them every single day. So I'll give it back to the group there. This is the KB2YCW. I don't know who gets it, so I'll just throw it up in the air.
NX2Q. All right. Thank you, KB2ICW. I appreciate that. Now I have a better feeling about trying to get in. And I'll look up 146060, see what if I can't wrestle somebody down over there and try and find out when it is. It's kind of fun to hunt around like this when you're doing it, you know, with a purpose. And I appreciate you guys letting me jump in. And I'll pass along 7-3 here and pick it up with you in the future down the log. So 7-3 to the group. This will be my final, and I'll pass it back to Danny. NX2Q will be clear.
NX2Q, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Feel free anytime. I'm sure I share the same sentiments as the rest of us. And please feel free to stop in again. 7-3 to you and yours. From KB2YKY, Danny, here in Astoria, Queens, part of New York City. So, I guess I was going to ask a question, and that's ScanNet frequency that I have. It's 147210. I got that the other night. Peter, would you know about that? Can I throw it back to you? N2ICN? And is that about a good frequency for what the gentleman was asking?
He was asking, Danny, for a SwapNet. Are you familiar with what the SwapNets are?
No, not exactly. I mean, it sounds as if you get to barter things. Is that what happens there?
In an ideal world, yes. Basically, it's mostly selling. Unfortunately, bartering is a function of the utopian world in which we don't live. It's a shame there should be more bartering, but the large corporations would not have us think that way. Basically, the swap nets are just glorified flea markets on the radio. People get on and say, "I have I have an ICOM receiver. I have I have a Golden Eagle microphone. I have 8,000 feet of coax. Don't mind the fact that it has their telephone stamped on it. I have Howard Stern in a cage, and they give their numbers and telephone numbers, and hopefully people call them and buy the stuff. There's swap. Most all of the radio clubs have swap nets, and most all frequencies that have nets at all have swap nets. Swap nets are a pretty basic sort of net, and they're very popular. Although I don't think most of the people that listen to them buy things. I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, I admit to it myself. It's just sort of fun to listen to what kind of equipment. Listen, hams love their equipment. What can I say? Go ahead, KB2YK and 2IC.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Thanks for clarifying that. So the scanner that I imagine is another type of, setting. And I would like to find, I overheard one once. It's like an information net. It's kind of like you check in and you get the news kind of net thing. At time to time, when they have a regular net, which is interesting too, because you keep abreast of all the news, And another station I spoke with wanted to set up a kind of like a node, if you want to put it that way, on the airways, with his computer that would give out the temperature, the current temperature and weather conditions, in their area. I thought that was a cool idea too. So, you know, use it as an information gathering sort of place also. But I don't want to leave anyone out. KB2YCW is still out there. And I'm sure KB2YLE is anxious to pop in maybe. So, I don't know what to pop it to, but if KB2YCW is there, Mark, please go ahead. And any other stations, go right ahead also. KB2YKY, Danny. Go ahead, Mark.
Next Thursday evening at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I'm not, don't really have much to add. Never heard of Scannernet. I have heard of the, for me, I have heard, oh boy, I can talk here, people. I've heard information, that's quite a few of them. Swap and shop net, I've heard also. Because it's kind of hilarious what happened there one night. It kind of had to shut down a repeater, so. Kind of hilarious jammers getting in. It's not funny what they do, but, that one time I couldn't help but to laugh. But, I think we're leaving YAW out, so I'm going to toss it over to him, and I guess we can figure a rotation. Go ahead, Mark. This is KB2YCW. I guess he's not there. I don't know. If I have it.
Give it to Wiley.
Okay. I hear two stations, KB2YLE and another station, sounding noisier even. But go ahead, KB2YLE, the other station, I think it might be mobile. Stand by. KB2YLE, KB2YKY, go ahead.
There is a club down at the Fort Hamilton base. You can contact this guy. I don't know if anybody focuses on the South Canada, but three PMs down there in downtown close to South Park. Fort Hamilton. If anybody gets on that,
alright, KB2YLE, I really couldn't hear you. I'm really sorry. If someone else could hear them better, go ahead, but I have to pass the mic to KB2YW if you're out there, or N2ICN, and then we'll have to figure a rotation, maybe KB2YW, N2ICN, KB2YCW, myself, KB2YKY, and KB2YLE, I guess, and back over to KB2YW. If you're there, KB2YW, KB2YKY.
Alright, I guess not. Well, this is going to be my final. Oh, one more question. Danny, how was the concert, man?
That was great. Lou and I attended with another friend, and we had a great time. It was intense. Should have been there at the concert. The weather was perfect. It was nothing like this, you know. It wasn't rainy or wet or anything. It was warm, nice, and I overdressed for the sweat I didn't need. But it was such perfect weather and such nice, pleasant music. We had the greatest time. Should have been there. Afterward, we went for our Chinese food in Chinatown. Had a great time. Okay, take care, 73. KB2YKY.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to jump out of here, and I think everyone else jumped out. I'm going to jump out of here. I got to do some CW. K- KB2YCW. We'll be QRT for probably the rest of the night. 7-3 to all. Pick it up with you guys later on.
Okay. Is it Mark?
You got it. Okie doke. We'll catch you guys later on. KB2YCW. Clear for the night.
KB2YKY back here. I hope. Hello. N2ICN, KB2YKY. Apologies, everyone. I seem to have had a power crate lately. And my power supply wasn't on. I was running on batteries, unknowingly. Sorry about that. This is KB2YKY. Listen.
All right, Frank, I was wrong on that 4588. I'm looking at fire departments, and of course, the query was police department. Okay, I think we can... all right, so Brendan, it's an open matter right now, and I'm sure we can get it either on the air tonight or else we will get it through the mail, but there is somebody out there who knows exactly what Channel 11 is. And assuming it's not sensitive, then we will pass it. Okay, let's move on to Curtis. Product info. Curtis, I'm going to read your mind. And it's the product has the numbers 6 and 0 in it. And 2 WWM in the net. WWM.
And 2 OSU here.
Get down, Ed. OSU. Let me see what I got here. N2WWM. I think he's reading my mind. Yeah, Kmart's running another sale. Let me drop it, see if I got it. N2WWM. Yeah, $89. Good choice. The Bearcat BC6 XLP handheld. Which is a 10 channel. And the BC 148 XLT Bearcat, also $89, came on. Let me just tell you guys, if you're looking, still looking for the Bearcat 350A, still $79.99, but they're not offering the free shipping anymore. Damwalk is not offering the free shipping anymore on the Bearcat 350A, so... $79.99 plus $7.99 shipping, and they also have, which is also another great deal, the Bearcat 120 XL T, also factory service, at $99.99 for 100 channels. 11 bands. One other product thing here, because you know, Charlie's listening out there. He's into the Mimo Masters and such. Drop it. T.C. Richards in today's paper, in the Newsday, page 16. Western Nassau section has the Sharp Mimo Master 100. Stores approximately 100 names, numbers, so forth and so on. Also has a calculator function. 1997 from the Great Five. Back to net control. N2WWM.
Thank you for the info, Curtis. I got to apologize to the rest of the net because there are some people scratching their heads. We generally don't take product information until we're all through with the scanner stuff. And I realized that what you were talking about was scanners. So that was my goof. After we get all through with the scanner information, as we say, say in our call that the next order of business is product reviews. And since Curtis just kind of touched on that quickly, I'm going to ask you all to sort of hang in there, because when we do get to product reviews, I've got a product review on the scanner, on one of the scanners that, Curtis mentioned. That's a Bearcat 60 XLT. That's the reason I thought that that's the one that you were going to talk about. It's a very enthusiastic product review. So if you can hang in there, people, until we finish all our scanner information, then step two moves into product information. And we do have some, we've got a good product review sent in by Charles from Brentwood, and we got a product review that I've done in the last day or two, which will also be in the next newsletter. Let me drop it. And let me just say this while we're talking newsletters. If there's anybody out there who would like to get a sample copy of our newsletter, generally runs 6 pages, generally published on a monthly basis, it's all local scanning information. For example, what you just heard on the air, Brendan's letter, actually in article form, frequencies and all, that's the type of information that you'll get. How do you get it? You get, you send a stamped addressed envelope. That's an envelope with your name and address on it, with a stamp on it, 32-cent stamp. You send it to me. My name is Ed. The address is 2134 Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R Avenue, North Merrick, M-E-R-R-I-C-K, New York, 11566. Send it to me just with a, just mark on it, sample copy, or just write me a note or something like that. We'll send you a sample copy. The way that you continue to get copies of the newsletter, obviously you have to keep sending us stamped addressed envelopes, but you have to be a participating member of MLIS. Give you some examples tonight. Frank, into VRA, is a participating member of the net. Just pulled him out of the air. Curtis, we just heard from. Ron popped in there, VGF and so forth. These are people who get the newsletter every month. Number one, because they send me some envelopes. And, but most important, they participate. Either in the net, or if you happen not to be an amateur radio operator, if you send us information from time to time, and we'll give you some more of those examples. Well, I believe that Brendan, whose letter we just got, I don't believe Brendan is an amateur radio operator, and yet he sends us great stuff, so he's on the list month after month. But if you want a sample copy, just do as we asked you to do. All right, so product information will be coming later on. Curtis, you also had a query, too, I believe. Unless I am losing it, I don't know that you posed the query. I'm trying to keep track of too much here. Back to you, Curtis.
CRA additional, please. Okay, my query is that I heard on the radio today, going back to cellular phones, the question Mike is still on would be able to answer. It's going to be in Jersey first. They have the, you know, the 900 911 exchange. A lot of the emergency traffic is being passed via cell phones. And people, you know, are calling from, you know, different areas. They really don't know where they're at when they call up and they're in distress. They're going to put a tracking system. You can install a tracking system. Now, the tracking system, the people that are going to flip the bill for the tracking system are the cellular companies. Now, my thing is, how will they be able to track the exact location of a phone, providing the guy is on foot, or if the guy's in the car, or are they going to just be able to track the nearest where it's coming from the cell site? There's a lot of cellular phones out there. Let me drop it. There's a lot of cellular phones out there that people use the 911 exchange just for emergencies. You can have a cellular phone, and it doesn't have to be hooked up to any service, and still be able to access the 911 exchange. How is this system going to actually work, and how is it going to take precedence such? I'm back to net control. And I also got some things that people that would like to be like to take the test to become a ham radio operator. I got some information on that as well. Back to net control and to WWM.
Thank you, Curtis. And, okay, well, I'll tell you what, and we do recognize VRA in there. Curtis said maybe Mike, KA2ZEV, might be able to answer that query. I don't know if Mike is still there, but Mike, if you're out there, would you like to take a whack at Curtis's query on cellular? Okay, I think he's sort of moved on. Let's go back to Frank and to VRA Internet, WV2RBA.
Thank you, Ed, and to VRA. Let me see if I have it. Okay. The Channel 11 simplex, try this frequency, 155.370, 155.370. It's also known as Channel D, Channel 11 or Channel D. Excuse me. Statewide common frequency. It's in every PD car in the country. Also, they carry the, well, in the state, sorry. This particular one is in every car in the state, 155370, Channel 11 or Channel D. The National Intersystem, which is another channel that's in every car, is 155.475, 155.475, and that's to allow communication between different counties and different systems. And that's known as Channel 12 or Channel F. This is in Scanamaster on page 251 of the, well, it's the fifth edition, whatever year that is, a couple of years ago. But it's still good. I have them in one of my scanners, and I think once I've heard something on there. So they're not used very often, but they do come into play. And if they are in the cars. So it might be worth it if you have an extra channel or so in your bank, just pop them in and check it out. The WV2RBA and 2VRA in the net. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Okay, Pure Brendan is listening out there, and we'll also pick up Curtis again with the information about people who, let's say, have been listening to the net for quite some time and would like to maybe make that step into and become a ham radio operator. It's not hard, and it really isn't expensive. Well, we can talk more about that in a minute. All right, Brendan, let's try 155.37, Channel D, in every PD car in the state. That sounds very logical that that could possibly be Channel 11. And as Frank says, also try 155.475, commonly known as Channel 7, Channel 12, or Channel F for Frank. All right. Let's go back to Curtis, because Curtis will give out some information now on how you can become a ham radio operator. Curtis, all yours.
Okay. WWM.net. Okay. The Limewalk Organization, Long Island Radio Amateur Radio Club, is offering, you can't refuse, but you got to call them up. And every Wednesday night they're going to have a class at Briarcliff College. At the end of the class, they'll have a VE examination and such, and they'll train you. They'll tell you everything you have to know to become a good radio operator. Let me drop it. Contact Al, W2 QZ at 516-623-6449. That's the net control into WWM. Please, no calls after 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Curtis. Would you give that phone number one more time, just in case somebody was kind of sleepy at that moment? If you'd like more information on this class at Briarcliff College, and if you'd like more information about sitting for what they call the VE, Volunteer Examiner, exam, it's no longer like it was many years ago where you had to go to the FCC, Barrack Street, I remember, New York City. You can pretty much just go locally. So, Curtis, if you give that phone number one more time, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
It's Al, for Al, W2QZ, at 516-623-6449. Please don't call after 9. At WWM. Back to that.
Thank you, Curtis. All right, we have Ron coming up in a few moments. There was a question raised last week. We sort of got off into this thing about can you have your scanner in the car in New York, and we got all around that and so forth. And somebody brought up the question about, isn't there a different law in New Jersey? And the answer is yes, there is a different law in New Jersey. And I went digging through my old copies of Northeast Scanning News. Some of you know I used to be the New York City Long Island editor for Northeast Scanning News, which, by the way, is now defunct. That's not the reason it's defunct, because I was one of the editors. Make a long story short, there was a, I just had the page, and I'm really losing it here. But there was a, if you go, if any of you still have the March 1992 edition of the Northeast Scanning News, which I'd be willing to bet nobody does, on page 5, there was an article. Let me sort of run through the article, trying to stop every now and then to emphasize different points. The state of New Jersey has a different type of scanner law. It's the type of scanner law all of us would be very happy to have in New York. Let me drop it. Article says, and again, this is 4 years ago, by a final vote of 33-0 in the Senate, New Jersey's law making it a crime to have a scanner in an automobile has been repealed. Governor Florio, he was the governor at that time, has signed into law a bill that replaces the old law with a new statute that reads as follows. I'll try to make this quick and interesting. Anybody, any person who intercepts any message or transmission made on or over any police, fire, or emergency medical communication system, or any person who is the recipient of information so intercepted, and here comes the big one, and who uses the information obtained thereby to facilitate the commission of or the attempt to commit a crime or a violation of any law of this state, or uses the same, meaning information, in a manner which interferes with the discharge of police operations, shall be guilty of a crime of the fourth degree. In other words, the emphasis isn't on having a scanner in your car. The emphasis is on taking the information and using it in a wrong manner. It goes on to say any person while in the course of committing or attempting to commit a crime, including the immediate flight therefrom, possesses or controls a radio capable of receiving any message or transmitter scanner. Any police, fire, emergency, medical communication system shall be guilty of a crime of the fourth degree. So the emphasis is not on having a scanner, it's what you do with the information that you receive on the scanner. And it then goes on to say that term, police, fire, medical communication, shall not include radar devices used to monitor the vehicular speed. Let me just drop it, get my breath back. All right, that's the state of New Jersey. To the best of my knowledge, that law, as just quoted, is still in effect. It would probably take a massive effort on the part of scanner people in the state of New York to try to get a similar law. So you should bear in mind what we have been saying in the past. My point of view is, if you have a scanner in your car, you are at risk. We just wanted to read the law for Jersey because somebody did have a question on it last week and we were able to look it up and give that answer. Let me drop it and see if there are any comments or queries on that, and then we'll move on to the list of people who have checked in. Good. Good. N2VGF. Ron, you've got a query. WB2RBA.
Hey, yes. Well, first of all, let me just give a quick news item. Regarding two public meetings that we're talking about, which I can't come to, we've got the third meeting, which is the open house at the police headquarters in Mineola, May 18th, if you wanted to meet at 9:30. And I think you should be getting something in the mail in the near future regarding that, which you'll find out about. Let me pause, see if I'm doing all right.
A little low, but it is still copyable, Brent.
Okay, maybe the battery. The other news item that I had was today, a little negative item, the amateur radio operator in Great Neck was arrested for interference with police frequencies. They've been monitoring him for a while and finally got him. That's why sometimes you're hearing some unauthorized people on police frequencies in the last several weeks or months that just have been there. But that was in the news. Let me drop it.
Ron, let me just sort of jump in for a moment on that. Prior to the net, there had been some transmissions on a different frequency. Because of the nature of this thing and the age involved and so forth, I would ask that you not give any name or call letters or anything like that. From what I heard, it was supposed to be on the air, etc. As the father of children who are now grown, but as the father of six children, four of them boys, I would just what I would like to do is ask you not to get into any specific details on it if you had been planning to do that. Back to you, Ron. Stand by, Curtis. I want to get back to Ron.
For that item. And the reason how old he was, anyway, at a certain age, so much people should take responsibility. I think he was older. Let me ask you my query first before we. Ed, you want to turn it to Curtis as it relates to the particular item?
Okay, I will turn it to Curtis in a minute, then we'll switch it back to you, Ron. Not to get into a long debate on this thing. This is the scanner net, and we do try to focus pretty much on scanning as a major theme, and then we do try to get into product information and shortwave utilities and so forth. And on the basis of what I heard, I question the suitability of that. So that's about all I'm going to say. Let's go over to Curtis, N2WWM.
Just a comment on News Radio 88 mentioned the name and the suspect of the individual and back to net control. I'll leave it at that. N2WWM.
Thank you.
All right, Fred recognized. I hope we're not going to go off on this thing. You know, it's the old story, too, about, you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law and so forth and so on. I guess I'm talking suitability right now. If we're talking about somebody who allegedly has gone off and done something and so forth, I don't know that this falls into the purview of the scanner net. night I, well, okay, the other night strong signal, Fred. We have info query or comments.
MCIQA, just a quick statement about the New Jersey scandal. I tried to get in a little earlier, but I was 600 up in that hurry. That law, the wording of that law was written by N2IGO, a local ham here in northern New Jersey, who is also a volunteer counsel for the ARRL. Back to that, N2IQA.
Thank you very much, Fred. Super signal. And I'll bet that gentleman's name, Fred, was Frank Terranella. Is that correct?
Sadly, yes.
All right, just in case you thought I was very smart on that or I have a good memory, which I don't. But that also happens to be part of this news story. In that older edition of Northeast Scanning News, let's go back to Curtis and to WWM, WB2RBA.
I have no further comments, then. WWM.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, waiting patiently. Well, I'll tell you what, he's still waiting patiently. Frank from Copay. Frank, hang in there. I'm into the fan mail stuff, too, in which we do try to integrate. Got a very nice note. Now, I'm not going to get deep into this because he really has given us a lot of tremendous stuff. And some of it will work its way into the newsletter. And some of, I think what I'll do is offer his three pages of frequencies as we generally do, send a stamp address envelope. Anyway, Carl from Pleasantville, New York. And Carl has been with us for a long time. He was one of my great correspondents when I was doing Northeast Scanning News, too. We used to call Carl from Portchester at that time. It was a very nice note. He just received Monitoring Long Island Sounds number 63. And just to let you know how people do read the newsletter, Paul is a pretty astute guy. He said, I'd like to compliment you for issue, obviously you meaning everybody out there who put something into it. I'd like to compliment you for issue 63, which I feel has been the finest issue. God, it took me 63 issues to get there. It highlighted two scan favorites, aircraft, New York Center, and the air shows, and that was the article by Ed from Cedarhurst, and railroads, Long Island, and that was the article by Bob, WATAQQ, as well as printing stuff from your team. We did some nice frequencies that Carl had sent us. Also, the timely reporting of the East Chester TV killing. And that was the article by Betty of North Merrick about too many cops are dying. Then he goes on to say, I'm considering buying the official Connecticut guide, did a product review on that, and joining the Scanner Club. And that's the new newsletter. And we have done a sort of product review on that. Paul goes on to say, I would say this issue was 100% usable as well as enjoyable. Then he goes on to say his wife took him away for a weekend. I like that idea. Up to Hudson Valley to Rhinebeck, and he's enclosed his loggings. Now, 2.5 pages of loggings in the Hudson Valley is pretty good. He says, although it's not really Long Island, some stations can be heard from there, and it's a short trip to a very scenic part of America. Excellent thought. So, if anybody would like, here goes 15 cents a shot, folks, 5 cents a page at the Xerox machine. If you would like the 2.5 pages of frequencies in the Hudson Valley, just some real great varied stuff, and its monitoring is done by an expert, send me a stamped addressed envelope. And on the stamped addressed envelope, it only takes a 32-cent stamp, just write the words Hudson Valley Frequencies, and I'll know. Now, Carl goes on to say, here's his query. He says, I'm interested in the channel identifiers used by New York TRACON, similar to the New York Center channel assignments. I know that you've printed some of them in the past. Can you tell me how to find them out? So call is interested in the channel identifiers used by New York TradeCon. I don't know that this is something anybody out there tonight is going to have at the top of their head or tip of their fingertips, but let me just drop it. Channel identifiers used by New York TradeCon. Okay, there are some people out there listening. So anyway, we do thank Paul for this, much of which will appear in the newsletter. And if you can't wait for the newsletter to come out, and if you want all the frequencies, again, just the stamped address envelope, and we will take care of it. Okay, we thank Frank PPQ for being so, PPC. For being so patient, WB2PPC with a comment, WB2RBA.
WB2RBA, WB2PPC. I just have a little story that I wanted to very quickly share with Annette. I have a friend that's a mechanic. I work with him for utility. And there's an instrument that a mechanic uses to check out a car, late model cars with computers in them. It's called a scanner. And this fellow was going a little fast, just pulled over on the side of the parkway, and the police said, I want to know what he had in the trunk. He said, oh, nothing, just a scanner. Well, when he said that, he said, what do you mean you have a scanner? He saw a CB antenna on the top of the car, which he was a CB. But there's an instrument called a scanner that mechanics use to check the computers on late model cars. And what it does is it actually tells you to plug it into two probes into the computer, and it actually... it helps the mechanic diagnose what's wrong with the car, if the mixture's wrong, you have too much fuel, or not enough air. It'll read out on this instrument called a scanner. But when he said scanner, the police officer was all set to give this man a nice summons to explain exactly what the scanner did. I just thought I'd share this with Annette. Back to you. Boy, I'm losing an edge. WB2RBA, WB2PPC.
Thank you very much, Frank, for that, yes. I guess the last thing anybody would want to tell a cop is if he got stopped, what do you have in the trunk? And tell him it's a scanner. I guess there's more than one type of scanner out there. Thank you for that. All right, let's go back to the fan mail. Steve, who has checked in tonight, N2YGH. Is an avid listener as well as an avid participant in the net. And he sent me a very nice note. He said, ask and you shall receive. And what did he send us? But somebody last week, one of the fan mail people, sent in a letter indicating that the hurricane season would be on us shortly, and could we do an update of a newsletter that we had done many years ago, which we called an emergency issue? Do we have better, or do we have more up-to-date hurricane frequencies and so forth and so on? And Steve sends along a number of hurricane frequencies, and a lot of these, well, they're short wave frequencies, and then he gets into the amateur emergency hurricane net. For example, on 80 meters, and 40 meters, and 20 meters, and 15 meters, and so forth and so on. So, Steve, we do thank you for this information. And I think what I'll do is we're coming up to the to do the April issue. So probably around May or June, we should, meaning me, I guess, should start to concentrate on a hurricane issue again. So again, if there are any people out there who would like to send us, well, speaking of Steve had also sent us a lot of New York City frequencies, which we use for snow emergencies and so forth. So maybe the time has come to go back and to sort of look at some of these frequencies. What we're looking for really is any information that anybody can send us, any frequencies that you think, if we were about to be struck by the hurricane, if any frequencies which would be worth monitoring at that time. So Steve has given us a big boost on this with the hurricane frequencies on the low bands, as we call them. All right. As far as I can see the list, we have exhausted everybody who has checked in with info, query, or comment. So let's try another roundup. Anybody else who'd like to check into the net in addition to your call letters, please give us your first name and let us know if you have info, query, or a comment. Anybody who'd like to check in, please come now.
This is N2TQR in Oakdale. First name is Jim. I do have a comment.
KE2N info.
Very good. We recognize Jim from Oakdale with a comment, N2TQR, and we recognize Jerry again with info, and that's great. So let's pick up Jim first, and then we'll go on to Jerry. So N2TQR in the net, WB2RBA. All yours, Jim.
Thanks, Ed. My comment is very brief. As far as the scanner law in New York State, which is Section 397 of the Vehicle and Traffic Code, I don't see why that can't be eliminated, since there's a law in the Penal Code that would pretty much cover that. That covers possession of a radio device during the commission of a crime. So I think that 397 and the Penal Code could actually be eliminated. There would be no harm done. And to DQR, back to net.
Thank you, Jim. I think you have an excellent idea. I just think, Jim, from what hasn't taken place in the last several years, or I guess even more than since several years, it's very difficult to get a group of, let's say, scanner monitors. The scanner monitors are really not as organized as amateur radio operators. Amateur radio operators have a national organization, the AORL. They have, I think, especially here in Long Island, much larger clubs. You have Weimark with, what, 600 members, something like that. And you've got other clubs on the island. You've got Great South Bay. You've got the one in Huntington, Lockfield. And so that hams tend to be more organized, a little more focused. We as scanner monitors, even though obviously the better detective tonight is a ham, we don't tend to be as organized or as focused as scanner monitors. We tend to have our scanners, tend to listen at them pretty much home. Every now and then we might take a scanner out into the car. But it's something that's been talked about, but it just hasn't happened. And as far as I can see, it probably just isn't going to happen either. Let me just drop it for any other comments that might be out there on Jim's thoughts. Is there any force, is there any power among scanner monitors to get our representatives, state senators, and assemblymen in New York State to make a change in their law? And or is there sufficient opposition, let's say, from the police departments and so forth? Anybody with any thoughts on that one? Okay, I think that kind of speaks for itself. Let's go to Jerry, KE2N with info. Jerry, all yours.
That's KE2N. Before I duplicate anything, Ed, has anyone brought up the new Yaesu FT3000 rig that came out?
To the best of my knowledge, Jerry, nobody has either sent me information for the newsletter or nobody has brought up anything on the air. I don't have total recall, but I think if we had spent any time talking about the new Yaesu 3000, whatever it was, I think that would have stuck. So if you have information on it, we'd love to hear it. WB2RVA.
Yeah, it's K2N. Yeah, I was talking to people at HRO, and
same time looking in QST, and something came out that's new, and I think it's already out there. It's a 2-meter transceiver, and got capable up to 70 watts, so it's a nice rig for the car, for the home. It'll go in increments of 10, 25, 50, and 70. But the reason I bring it up, you know, a lot of the ones today have extended receive. This one will cover, in addition to 2 meters, on receive 110 to 180, 300 to 520, and 800 to 999, of course, cellular block, and also has AM aircraft receive. I think, this is a guess on my part, it's going for about $465, which is not a bad price for the rig, even if it didn't have that, considering prices today in 70 watts, which is, you know, quite a bit. They were coming, trying to come out with a higher-powered mobile rig fitting the fringe repeaters. At the same time, a lot of extra thrown in on that. So if somebody's looking for a rig, they might want to take a peek at that. I found their rigs to be pretty good. And I believe it's mil-spec, meaning... I confirm that. If it's mil spec, it is mil rated. So that means it's really meant to take a beating, you know, dropping and kicking and stuff like that, which a lot of them are today. It's also compatible on packet with not only 1200 board, but 9600 board, so it will not become obsolete very quickly. Other question, Ed, has anybody mentioned anything about the scanner groups that are on the internet? Over.
That's a good question. We do get a lot of fan mail, our correspondence, Jerry. For example, as I'm speaking, I just reached over. We have this lady in Brentwood, Margaret, and she is one of our, well, she has sent me a lot of information, which I use on the air. In fact, I'll be getting into some of the stuff that Margaret has sent along. But she picks up a lot of her stuff from the various nets. And I do get stuff sent in from other people, which obviously has been picked up off the net. We've not had anybody, let's say, write an article about any group or something like that. I think the general feeling seems to be that obviously there are those of us who are interested in scanning, and we can access these nets and so forth, but that's about it. I don't get the feeling that there is any active participation by such people, or that they have meetings or anything like that. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for. Back to you, WB2RBA.
Pretty much it. I just basically want to let the guys know as a supplement to this net. Nothing could really supplement this net. It would be more like a general piece of knowledge. There are quite a few alt groups out there, and basically if you just, you know, log in every day, you'll see any questions people have posted or information they put it out. You have mods, frequencies in certain locations, you could post a question, you know, I'm going to this city, can you give me frequencies on this, that, and the other thing. And it gets around to quite a few people, and that could be brought back to this net. So they're kind of nice for that. And if somebody is on the internet, I would just tell them to go to one of the search programs like Yahoo. I wish we all bought stock in Yahoo. It tripled the first day it came out, but you couldn't buy any. Go to Scanner, or Scanner and Radio, and you'll come up with a big list of those things. I could give you a list of probably just the ways of people's time they can get it and select the ones out that they want, because there's a lot of garbage mixed in it. There are also old stuff and things that wouldn't interest the members on the net. I had sent you a short list of some in a letter a few months ago. I don't know if you got the letter or not, though, because I haven't gotten an issue of the Monitoring Times since, I think, issue 62. And I had envelopes on file, I think, and I also sent a large envelope with extra postage for the ones that I had missed. That was when you're in the process of moving. I know I've been checking in much. I've been working. But I don't know if you ever got the letter or not, Ed. K2N, over.
It's kind of hard to tell. In fact, one of the things that I was going to read tonight was a letter from somebody who gave us an awful lot of great information. And, in fact, I just pulled the letter out. I will not identify the gentleman. He has asked, in his current letter, he's asking questions and so forth and so on. and he says all the answers to my questions would be greatly appreciated in writing due to, and then he gets into different situations. I'm not sure that I can tune in for the next few nets. That's why we say at the start of that, taping the net is encouraged. In other words, that frankly, I am very fortunate with the amount of information that is sent to me, and sometimes I can't always put my finger on it. And generally, if you're talking about several months ago, then it is kind of hard to tell whether something came in. What we try to do is take the mail as it comes in, we try to work it into the net, trying to get back to an individual in writing is very difficult. Most of the writing flows in one direction. That is, somebody writes a nice article, like for instance, we will just take Brendan's letter tonight. Brendan's letter was stupid. Super. It's the type of thing that I can pick right up. I can sort of go on the air with it. There's the story there. There are the frequencies there, so forth and so on. Then I can take the same thing and work it into an article in the newsletter. Let me drop it. Since we are still not in the net mode. Hard to tell, Jerry. Hard to tell whether there, you know, if something has come in and whether it's in the box and so forth. And as you indicated, I was making the move, and I'm just about out from under on the move. But the filing system for the net, like it or not, is that we have this big box on the floor. It used to be upstairs, and now it's down in the basement. I've got my office in the basement. But it's getting away from an awful lot of things. So let me move on, because we still have time. I still want to get into some of the fan mail. Let me just drop that ID. WB2RBA. Okay. Ed from Cedarhurst starts off my short note. Hope you had a happy Easter. Well, he says, I returned the AR-8000. He had purchased an AR-8000 and was a little enthusiastic about it in his last note. And then he said, to program the radio, you have to forget everything you already know about standards and start fresh. While it is an amazingly powerful radio with many bells and whistles, I am more into, quote, listening, quote, and don't want to spend hours programming. And it goes on to say, I ordered the much simpler BT3000, and indicated Frank RBA into RB, excuse me, DRA. He writes RBA, but it's Frank DRA, should be. And he says, if anyone on the net could clue me in as to where I can get a leather carry case, that is, a leather carry case for the BC3000, it says it would be appreciated. So let me drop on that query. Anybody know where Ed from Cedarhurst can get a leather carry case for the BC3000?
DRA. WWN.
Okay, let's pick up Frank first, and then we'll pick up Curtis. And to VRA, take it away.
Okay, very good. So I'm glad that Ed has changed his purchase there. We were talking about that while we were online at Nathan's. I think it was the last meeting. And basically, the bottom line is, do you want to listen to what's on the radio, or do you want to play with the dials all day? You know, it's a little complex for the average guy, and even the advanced scanners. It gets to the point where there's so many bells and whistles and things to do and a different way to program that you spend more time playing with the radio than enjoying it. And at that cost, you know, that's a strong consideration not to buy it. So I'm against the AOR 8000 at this point. And I'm glad he made a fine choice with the 3000. He'll be very happy with that. I have mine now for almost a month. And I've been playing around with it a little bit. Took a while to program. It's 400 channels. But anyway, back to the initial response.
Thank you, Frank. I think you signed off on that one.
He signed out.
To VRA, Ray, are you with us, Frank? It appears Frank has a little technical difficulty, maybe power went out or something like that. So we did get virtually all of his transmission. We appreciate that. Let's go over to Curtis, who also has a comment. Curtis, take it away.
WWM. Well, on the comment on where you can find a case, people must get out to your local ham fest. There was a guy that had dozens and dozens and dozens of leather cases, new and used, mostly the good, stiff quality that they use, mostly for Motorola Sabres. Guy had a box, he must have had about 4 or 5 dozen the last camp that I went to. And, all I gotta say is he could probably pick one up for $3 or $4 at a local hemp fest. Back to net control, to WWM.
Thank you for that suggestion, Curtis. Curtis, could you tell us when the next Weimark hemp fest may be?
So it could. And I'm going to also, I'll have a couple of flyers to give out on that. June 2nd at Briarcliff College. June 2nd at Briarcliff College at 9 a.m. Back to net control. WWM.
Be all right.
Thank you, Curtis. Frank recognized Briarcliff College. He's in Woodbury, folks, and as Curtis says, he'll be handing out the flyers Thursday night. We still have to talk a little bit about that. And let's go back to Frank. Frank, it sounded like you either lost power or something like that, but you kind of went off kind of quickly. Over to you, Frank.
I checked everything. On your mission, your signal dropped substantially, and there was a great increase of white noise. I was wondering if that happened to me. If so, that's the repeater. Back to you.
Okay, Frank, let me give you a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What was the quality of the signal then?
100% solid copy, Ed. No problem. Just on your last transmission, I noticed that Brian, when he was talking also, I'm sure some of the other members and people listening, well, they can't talk, some of the other hams on frequency, could comment on that, the fact that the signal did drop and this white noise came on. I was wondering, that's probably what happened to my signal also. But everything, according to my meters over here, SWRs and powers and all that stuff, voltage and everything else, everything should be working. And I hope I'm making the machine. Let me turn it back to you.
RFI and 2WWM.
Solid copy, Frank. Or as we say, Curtis, Crackleys. Remember Crackleys? Good old Crackleys. All right, I think, okay, let's just move on. Appreciate it being called to my attention, though. Again, with Ed, he has another query. He says, I'm looking for the frequencies used by the track officials at Graceway Park in Englishtown, New Jersey. Now, how specialized can you get? Track officials, Raceway Park in Englishtown, New Jersey. I looked through some of, I've got my old police call plus, that one issue that was nationwide. And by the way, if any of you bought that that edition of it, because it covers, let's say, all the states, that's worth its weight in gold today, I think, because right now the only way you can get police call plus information is to buy one for the various the several states, and you can't get one nationwide. So let me just drop it and see if anybody just off the top of their heads might be able to give us Raceway Park in Englishtown, New Jersey. WB2RVA. Okay, that has been floated out, Ed. I'm sure that you'll listen. As we were talking before, I realized that Ron into VGF had given me some information which I did not acknowledge. My apologies, Ron. But this was for this tour of Nassau County PD headquarters, which we're trying to get going. There will be something, there will be like an open house on May 18th, Saturday. I believe early on we had said 9:30 to 2:30. And Ron, you did indicate something's in the mail. I appreciate that. And as soon as I do get the information, we'll try to plug it a little bit more. Let me drop it. All right. Jim in Oakdale, we did pick up N2TQR before. All right, so far as I can tell, we've taken care of the fan mail, and we've taken care of the check-ins for on scanning. And now let's switch over to product info, and Curtis had given us product info before. And I've got something here. Anybody else who might have, at this point, have product information?
www.m with English Town Race Park.
You are something else, Curtis. That's great. And our good friend Ed will really appreciate it. Into WWM in the net, WB2RBA.
Okay, WWM. I'm getting this out of Metro Concepts. Frequency guide. Your tiller's up is this frequency. Our favorite 151.625, which is safety. 154.54, security. 154.570, administration. And 154.600, unknown. All in the business band of frequency. English Town PD, you can hear on their repeat, on 154.8750. Back to net control,
WWM. Thank you very much, Curtis. Well, that's really right on the button, and I'm sure Ed is listening. And if for some reason he's not listening tonight, I've jotted those frequencies down. And as you note, Curtis, they're all in the business band, probably about 154.6 is what, green dot, et cetera, et cetera. All right, that was great. Appreciate that. All right, let me get into a little product review or product information. I think Curtis and I do the same thing on a Saturday afternoon. We get these flyers that get tossed on the front lawn, and I go out, and there's always a flyer from Kmart. And I take the Kmart flyer in, and I look through it. This past Saturday, they had a sale. You had your choice of scanners, both of them Bearcats. One was Bearcat 148. XLT, and that's a table scanner, let's call it that, or a BC60 XLT handheld scanner. And I looked at the handheld scanner, and my initial reaction was, it's probably 10 channels, and I don't know, and so forth. But something kind of prodded me. So that was Saturday. The sale didn't start until Sunday. So we went to church Saturday afternoon, and where was I bright and early on Sunday morning, but at Kmart? Let me drop it. All right, I asked the young lady if she had it, and she took out a box, and I read all the details on the box, and it looked very interesting. And I thought this might be something that's worth $89. So, knowing, because it's been pointed out on the net by several people, if you buy something at Kmart, and if you don't like it, you've got 30 days to bring it back. So I bought it for $89. I could be a real sport. Let me just kind of quickly run over some of the plus features, and then we'll talk about some of the minuses. This, by the way, will be in the next issue of the newsletter, product review on the Bearcat 60 XLT. We'll just hit it real quick. 30 channels. Now, 30 channels ain't bad, because most of these little handheld jobs, the cheapies, have 10 channels. Something that VRA will like very much, it comes with an AC adapter that's in the box. In other words, if you want to run this as a base station, AC adapter. Another nice thing about it is that if you use NiCad, the AC adapter will also charge the NiCad in the scanner. It's got instant weather. You just push the WX button and it covers 8 weather frequencies. Audio is good. Audio is loud. It's not like a Pro 34 that I bought many years ago. It's got a lockout feature. It's got a different switch in the scanner. If you're using an alkaline battery or a NiCad battery, you've got a switch for that. Another thing VRA is going to like, it covers 29 megahertz FM. Another thing VRA is going to like about it is it does chain searching. I don't want to get too deeply into it, but in other words, you can set up 5 different searches, and just by pushing a button, it'll search from any point to any other point that you want. If you want to run these things together, if you want to, or if you only want to do, let's say, 1 out of the 5 areas you can set up, or if you want to run 2 and 4 together, you can do this with chain searching. It's got a 7-digit readout on it. That's kind of nice. It comes with a scanner guide. Not the greatest book in the world, but it's good for a brand new person. The search process is easy to arrange, WB2RVA. They give you an 800 help number. Another thing VRA will like is when you're searching, it has channel skips. You can knock out. If it keeps hanging up on a certain frequency, you can knock it out. Very lightweight. It's 12 ounces. That's not counting the batteries. All right. It's got a key lock on the board, on the pad. You can store search frequencies. As you get frequencies in searching, you can store them. It's got a light that you can turn on and turn off. You don't have to hold the light on. And the owner's manual is an excellent owner's manual. Let me drop it, get into some of the negatives. Comes with a rubber ducky. And a rubber ducky, as we all know, ain't nothing to write home about. But you can go out to Radio Shack and buy their scanner antenna, number 20-006, for $10. Strangely enough, this thing, this scanner, is a little unstable. It has something to do with the way that they have molded the case. But when you're standing it up on a table, there's almost a wobble to it. Doesn't cover aviation. We will give you the all the frequencies in a moment, but it does not cover the aviation band, and that's kind of sad. It only has one bank, but of course, if you're only